Good Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos. We are here to get ready for Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't wait for us. It finds us waiting for her. Excited, looking forward, counting up, immersing ourselves, transforming ourselves, turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. Turning Friday into Erev Shabbos is generously sponsored by Menda and Zipporah Fishman, Eschos Fachai, Rivka Basti, Bora Fredel, in memory of Eber Jonathan Zaks, of Yaakov, Tzvi, and David Aryeh. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos today is also sponsored by my dear and beloved in-laws, Dr. Robert and Judy Brookstein, in commemoration of the Yuletzeit of our Zaidi, Yisrael Nelson Ben Tzvi. When Lipitzvi was on the 2nd of Nisan, as Neshama should have, and Aliyah. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. We are here to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos, and I want to share with you an insight into the teaching of the Heilig, the Holy Slonimah Rebbe, the great Slonimah Rebbe. The Slonimah Rebbe points out that Shabbos is not just on the calendar. It doesn't just come incidentally. It doesn't just come on its own. Shabbos is not just yet another day that we get through, that we pass by, that we mark off. But Shabbos is our existence. Shabbos is what we live for. Shabbos is the tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's the essence. It's the goal. It's the destination. It's why we work hard. It's what we work towards. It's what we savor. It's what we are living for. It's the beauty of Shabbos. And that's why we always find that this notion of 7 days, the notion of seven. Seven is not a whole number. Seven is a peculiar number. And yet seven, everything seems to rotate and revolve around the number seven. So the parshas that we're reading now, though, if you're listening to this any time of the year, it's relevant. Parshas Tazria next week. Mitzora. The Mitzora, the individual who spoke negatively, who gossiped, who slandered, who marginalized others, they are secluded, sequestered for 7 days. His girosh al Mitzora shivas yamim. V'ra'u ha'koin is ha'nega, v'yizgir ha'koin is ha'nega shivas yamim. V'ra'u ha'koin b'yam ha'shvi'i, v'yanega omei be'ina, v'yizgir ha'koin shivas yamim shenis. 7 days, sequestered, isolated, alone. And then another 7 days. Similarly, isha ki sazri aviyal da zachar, a woman who conceives and then gives birth to a baby boy. Utmesh she's tamea. How long is she impure? 7 days. If it's a baby girl, 2 weeks. Two times 7 days. We always find this notion of 7 days. Shabbos is the seventh day. Shabbos comes on day seven. Not only Shabbos is the seventh day, you find this as well. Pesach is in Israel 7 days. Sukkot in Israel 7 days. Shavuos is after 7 weeks. The number seven is always primary for Hashem. It's how our Shabbos and our holidays are established. It's what's necessary for the process of the Tame, the impure Mitzora, to purify himself once again. In fact, Chazal tell us, the Medrash of Vayikra Rabbah, Kula Shvi'in Chavivin, all sevens are precious to Hashem. Hashem loves the number seven. What is it about this number seven? What is it about this count? And the Slonim Rebbe, Nesiva Shalom, Schus Yogin Aleinu, explains to us that what is present in the number seven is Shabbos. Shabbos is the core. Shabbos is the source. Shabbos is the battery. Shabbos is the engine. Shabbos is the driver. Shabbos is chiyus shakol habriya. Shabbos is the chiyus. It is the life force of the whole bria. So it's not that I rest on Shabbos so I have energy for the week. It's I work the whole week so I can return to and restore with Shabbos. The whole week long I live a superficial material life. I've got to work so I have money to pay tuition, mortgage, my house. I have food to eat. But Shabbos, I'm able to take a step back from, I'm able to distinguish myself from the limitations and the draw and the gravity of this earth, and to transcend and to rise above and to extract ourselves from the physical, to live the neshama, to live for the spiritual, to live for the spiritual. It's the chiyus, it is the life force, the tachas of all Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes, in fact, that the whole world is only ever renewed for another week. And Shabbos, when we tap into and immerse ourselves in Shabbos, that's how we reestablish our contract. We earn yet another week of the world. So it was a necessary part. The person who gossiped or slandered, who made someone else feel alone and isolated, who needed to experience that themselves, they needed to be alone through a Shabbos. Shabbos is what is mitahir. Kamosha koach haShabbos mitahir mikol inyanei tuma, kachu makor hakedusha. Shabbos is what purifies a person, is what gives us some scope, some perspective, some space and margin to think, to sing, to laugh, to learn, to read, to study, to rest, to be, to restore, to rejuvenate, to reconnect. So Shabbos is a critical and necessary prerequisite criteria to be metahir. So whether it's the woman who gave birth or whether it is the mitzora, they have to go through a unit of seven, because every seven includes a Shabbos, and one needs Shabbos in order to restore and rejuvenate and return. One needs Shabbos in order to reset. One needs Shabbos in order to have scope and perspective. One needs Shabbos in order to connect to, with Emuna, to Hashem. Shabbos is what lets us elevate from this entire world that is filled with lies and untruths. That's what the Slonimah writes. He says, Adazahu koach shabbos kodesh ma'ala es kol habriyah. It elevates all of existence. Shekola olam hu olam hasheker. This whole world is filled with lies. We're going to talk about it next Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. We're going to talk about Gola's exile as being in a world of lies. Lies about Israel. Lies about genocide. Lies about civilians. Lies about Jews and anti-Semitism. Lies and fake news. Lies and internet that's filled with lies. This whole world is an olam hasheker. We disconnect from it on Shabbos and we return to the emes. Emes ve'emuna. Shabbos we're able to return. Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu es HaShabbos yomad d'nishmasa shema'ale es kol habriya. The physical material world is filled with illusion. It's filled with distortion. It's filled with lies. Shabbos we go back to reality. Shabbos we go back to truth. Shabbos we go back to authenticity. Shabbos resets us. It's the compass through which we can navigate this entire world. And therefore, a Yid, a Jew, needs to go through Shabbos. We look forward to, we long for, we can't wait for the Holy Shabbos to connect with it, to be elevated by it, and with it to elevate the whole Bria, to elevate the entire world. The Medrash, the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Gedola hi Shabbos she'ein lecha chag b'chagim she'ein bo Shabbos. You see how great Shabbos is by the fact that there is no Jewish holiday that doesn't include a Shabbos. From Pesach to Sukkot to Hanukkah, it all includes a Shabbos. Even Shavuos is 7 weeks of seven. You need to go through seven Shabboses before you could count two Shabbos. You see the greatness. Gedola hi Shabbos she'ein azav azav yoledes v'tami meiz zochen litar ala kein avars of Rosh Shabbos. In order for any of these categories of impure people to become purified, they have to first go through a Shabbos. Shabbos has that cleansing power. Shabbos has that transformation power. Shabbos has that capacity. That's why it says, Ilmale Shomer Yisrael Shabbos Achas Miad Nigalin. One place it says two Shabbos is another one Shabbos. But a Jew has to go through a Shabbos or two Shabboses, then we would be redeemed to really go through Shabbos. So Shabbos should not be something that we dread or we work hard for or we krecht about or we're miserable or we're negative. Shabbos should be what we long for. It's the chias. It is the life force. And we're transforming. We're traveling to another place. Shabbos is literally another world. So the same way that if you're traveling, you pack. You make sure you have your passport. What time are we leaving to the airport? We got to get there early. We got to figure it all out. That's what turning Friday into Erev Shabbos is all about. If you realize that Shabbos, we're transporting to an entirely other world and another place, then Friday is the preparation for that transport, getting ready for that journey and for that travel. So Friday is not Friday. Friday becomes this Erev Shabbos. How do we travel? How do we transport? How do we get ready? How do we spiritually pack? How are we spiritually, where's our spiritual passport? How are we spiritually ready to travel and to journey? Do we have an Erev Shabbos music mix? Are we preparing stories and Divrei Torah? Do we print out the partial perspectives, 3 for 3 Divrei Torah to share at the Shabbos table that we try to share each and every week? How do we get ready? How do we transform and turn? So Mirat Hashem, we should turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. When we do, transport ourselves to higher and higher places, tap into this beauty that is Shabbos, the yontif of all yontifs. The next holiday is always Shabbos. We're right now in this Pesach mode, Pesach prep, Pesach getting ready, sell the chametz, kasher the kitchen, buy the matzah. But Pesach, as exciting as it is, every holiday has to have Shabbos because Shabbos is the ultimate holiday. And every week we can look forward to the next Yontif. And that next Yontif is Shabbos. So Mirat Hashem, we should have a Shabbos that transforms and a Shabbos that transports and a Shabbos that elevates and a Shabbos that redeems. Shabbos should bring good news, besoros tovos. The hostages should come home. We should defeat our enemies. It should be a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos together. Let's celebrate.